Did you ever hit three in that net before in one practice?
No, my record was two, but to hit three like that was good. You know, it's a little different when you're throwing to receivers. That's always my excuse if I don't hit any, but it feels good to make a couple and get the crowd excited, but also hit a couple in team drills as well. So, you know, deep ball is something out of college that I really worked on my first year when I was here to improve that, because it was one area I felt like I could improve on, and I think it steadily got better every year.
How do you assess the first week of camp for you? Do you think it's going pretty well?
Personally, I think I've done some good things. I like where we're at as a team. I like the energy, the enthusiasm, the fights. But at the same time, I think we're coming together as a group, and personally, I enjoy the leadership opportunity I have. And I think that's the most important thing. I've really tried to make the most of this training camp so far.
Do you have some specific goals you want to accomplish from
tomorrow? I want to come out healthy and hopefully get a score in 2 minutes. So I'll check back after the game.
Do you remember last year's family night? That was kind of a crazy situation.
Yeah,
this time around ought to be a little bit more serene, maybe?
I think so. I think that was definitely an interesting night with Brett showing up in Green Bay. You know, the response, was not exactly what I expected, but, you know, the family night scrimmage is always an amazing time. But to see how many fans come out to watch a scrimmage, 70,000 with the kind of energy they have, and, it's really, I think, geared to get the young guys, you know, some live game action just to see how fast it is. It's fast in practice, but, you know, when guys can cut and you're taking guys to the ground, the game speed picks up even more. So hopefully we'll be able to make some plays on offense and put some points on the board for the fans.
You mentioned taking more of a leadership role this year. Is that a conscious effort on your part going into camp, or is it something that's kind of evolved from being a second-year starter?
Well, I think it's a combination of both. I think it's the opportunity that presents itself to be a leader, and also the feeling, the vibe I'm getting from the guys that I think are looking to me more for leadership in certain situations, and expecting me to speak up at times, expecting me to lead by example at times. So just kind of getting that vibe from the guys and the respect level that they give me, and kind of the expectation they have on me as a quarterback and as one of the leaders of this football team. I think that all combined with the fact that I really wanted to increase the use of my opportunities to be a leader, I think it's made this camp, at least the first week, noticeably different as far as my leadership role.
Are you more vocal this year?
I've never been an extremely vocal guy, but the opportunity that I have in the meetings now, I think, to really take hold of the opportunities I have to speak. I've just made the most of those, I think. Just realizing after a year of experience that I want this thing run a certain way as far as a passing game with the freedom that Mike allows me. So I'm just going to be more vocal. And I think it's the prodding by guys like Donald Driver and Greg Jennings that they want that from me, I think, is really giving me the confidence to speak up in those situations.
How different is it going against this defense, this 3-4?
It's tougher. It's tougher. It really is tougher because going against the old scheme, it was a lot of man coverage. You kind of knew you're going to get one high man or two high man, and a very rare, cover two. With this team, like you saw today in practice, I mean, just in a red zone drill, they're bringing guys off both edges, corner blitz, safety blitz. Then they play cover two behind, a cover three man, zero. So they mix up the coverages and the blitzes so often. A lot of times I'm just shutting down one side, blocking up one side, and if a guy comes free on the other side, I got to get out of my hand. So it makes it a lot more difficult to try and get a beat on him. I mean, obviously, you start picking up some of the terms and stuff, but even still, I mean, this is an athletic defense, and when they go in two down linemen and put four backers out there and five DBs, you got nine super athletes out there, and it's tough to find windows.
Is it causing at times uncertainty, confusion?
Oh, without a doubt.
In your mind?
I wouldn't say chaos. I think confusion, definitely. The most important thing in the passing game is communication between, as far as protection goes, communication between myself, the running backs, and the offensive line. And when you can disrupt that communication and cause the guys up front to doubt kind of what guy they're going to, or you know, to where you're kind of guessing where they're coming from, then it makes it a little more difficult to make the right call.
Have you noticed a significant improvement in Jermichael Finley from last year to this year?
Well, he's gotten a lot better, obviously, since we last saw him in Detroit. But there was a noticeable improvement throughout the season. I think once he started realizing what his role was going to be to really work those guys over on the scout team like he did, he was really unguardable by the end of the season in that scheme they were running and with his athletic ability to where, you know, we had to find packages to give him on the field so that he could help our offense out. This offseason he came in very good shape and was probably, if not 100, very close to 100% attendance. And to just have him there the entire time to be able to get on the same page with him has really meant a lot. And I keep saying this, his improvement has not only added another weapon to our arsenal, but it's pushed Donald Lee to the point where I think Donald has had his best offseason. And he's had a great training camp to start. So I think him pushing Donald and him just being an incredible athlete is really helping us out, you know, get both those guys going.
So we can expect more production out of the tight end position, you think, this year, just in terms of number of catches?
You hope so. You hope so. That kind of depends. I like to throw the open guys. So their improvement that they've shown should allow them to get open more. So if they're open, I'm going to give it to them.
Couple more questions for Aaron.
Or not.
Eric, can I ask you one about a local guy, Cole Heckendorf from Mozambique? Yeah. What's I guess his progression been like the first week as an undrafted rookie? Is he getting up to NFL speed?
Well, I think Cole's shown a lot of improvement since he got here in the offseason. He's a very smart guy. He gets the offense down. He's smooth with his transitions and routes. He understands coverages. I mean, he's, as far as a rookie, I think he's very advanced. It's going to be his, you know, his task this preseason to really make the most of his opportunities, and to realize that he's going to get, you know, a lot of game time and week one, you know, our first preseason game, our second preseason game, and the fourth one. So, you know, he's going to need to make the most of his opportunities. If he does that, he's going to have a good shot to be in the mix.
You said you like the spirit on this team. Mm-hmm. Is it noticeably increased from last year, from any other year that? In training camp,
it's a different feel. It really is. The locker room's a different feel. I think the defense has this this confidence about it, that they have a scheme that gives them freedom and that they can win with. I think a lot of times in their scheme last year, you know, they were on islands. The corners were. We didn't get a ton of pass rush at times, so they had to cover for a long time. Nobody had vision of the ball. So a guy would catch a ball, and guys would be on their man, and the guy would be running free at times. But this defense is so aggressive in its style that I think it gives them a lot of freedom, a lot of confidence in the scheme, and you can't help but have a swagger on defense. I think they have that. Then on offense, I think the dynamic of the offensive meeting room has changed, where the offensive line has really taken over a role of leadership on the team, which I think you need in order to have a successful football team. And as was seen the other night in the practice where we had the big fight, there's a big brother protection system in place where the offensive line realizes their role in needing to police matters like that. And I think you need that. You need the guys up front to be a little nasty, but protective. And I think they're playing well as a unit. And that, along with you know, the urgency I think that we have as a team and my opportunity to lead, I think that all combined has given us, you know, more of a swagger, a humble swagger on offense. So those combined, I know I'm making this a long answer, but it's just a different feeling in the locker room.
Aaron, you've taken advantage a couple of times when you've had one of your receivers matched up against the linebacker, mm-hmm. whether it's Clay or Jeremy or Campman. Mm-hmm. When you see that as a quarterback, what are you thinking in terms of that matchup?
Don't overthrow him. It's probably going to be open.
Right.
You know, their scheme is so multiple. At times, they do have to drop off one of their stand-up linebackers into coverage on a number three receiver, which, you know, could be a tight end or could be, if we're in a four receiver set, could be a receiver. So it gives us an opportunity to really work on those guys. Now, those guys have done a nice job. I think they've really improved. When we did stuff in the spring, we had, you know, a few more big plays. But they've been making let me make an improvement. But any time we got Greg Jennings or Donald Driver or Jermichael Finley or Donald Leon, one of those guys, we feel like that's a mismatch for us.
You have to be conscious of a safety, though, coming back to help. Right.
Right. The key to this beating this defense or even getting, you know, being successful in practice is you got to make quick decisions because they're so multiple in their looks. They're going to bring five guys at least on a lot of plays, and they're going to bring corner blitzes and safety blitzes. So you got to have good communication and good fundamentals on offense, and we've been doing some good things.
Can you talk about your receivers, not the football part of it, but just how well Driver and Jennings and all those guys get along and the lack of egos among that group?
Well, I don't think it's like this everywhere. I think we're blessed to have the kind of personalities we have in the receiver room. It's a position that often goes hand in hand with large egos and self-centeredness, and I really don't feel like we have that in our room. It starts with the two leaders, with Donald and Greg, and it filters down the way they practice. I think says a lot about the kind of people they are. They're, you know, Donald's a guy who finishes every play, and so is Greg, and Ravel Martin is an incredible blocker and does it in practice and leads by example, and it filters down into James and Jordy and Cole and Brett and all the guys we got. So it starts with those two guys, Donald and Greg, and having two guys with the kind of character that they have really makes that room.
Is there ever any of that I want the ball sort of stuff?
Oh, definitely. But it's in a way that's respectful, you know? I mean, Donald's a guy who's often encouraging me to continue to increase my leadership role, and so is Greg. And to have guys like that who are in your corner makes a big difference for you. But at the same time, they're going to come to you and say, hey, you know, give me the ball in that situation. Or if I got this matchup, give me the ball. Yeah, I can make a play. And you like that confidence in a receiver, you know, and that when it's paired with the kind of respect level that they have for me.